Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Dave Anderson Learn to Lead organization. He's the author of a couple of dozen books, most of which we've helped him launch on this show. The TKO Business Series is one of them. Up Your Business is another one. How to Run Your Business by the Book is another one. You're starting to get the picture, and he's one of the best management experts that I know of. He's our good friend Dave. Welcome back.
Great to be back with you, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. Dave, I know one of the things on your mind is I love talking about natural laws. I think one of the things we do in our world today, we think we're so sophisticated, you know, with all our technology and everything, that I think sometimes we fail to realize that our world is really driven by natural laws, by some laws of nature, which includes physics, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, one of the laws that I like to talk about, I've been talking about this in my seminars for many years, is the second law of thermodynamics. And it's so applicable to business, especially when things are going well and people tend to just coast and let up. And here's what it says in layman's terms, that things don't naturally wind up. They naturally wind down unless outside energy is applied. And, you know,
you mean like the weeds growing up around your house? If you don't
well, there
back.
You go. Yes, you know, that's kind of a wake-up call. You have a lot of businesses, especially when things are going well. I mean, prosperity drains urgency, and they stop changing. They stop risking. They stop holding people accountable. They stop improving their processes because all the seas appear calm. Everything seems to be going pretty well. And so they get into this maintenance mode, and they don't even realize they're planting seeds for decline. Things are winding down, even if results are good.
The other thing that happens is they think, wow, things are going great. I must be pretty smart.
Yeah, right. I've been there, done that. Then you can't teach them anything.
That's right.
Then you give them feedback. They want to argue with you, right?
I can't believe how smart I am.
That's right. I all of a sudden got smart. It's amazing how smart you get in a good economy sometimes.
That's right.
You know, how dumb you get when it turns down. But
I wrote an article about this recently where, you know, I said people, we're more reflective. We're more likely to turn inward when we fail than we are when we succeed. Because when you're succeeding, you're saying, okay, when's the party? But when you're failing, you've got a little more time to say, okay, what happened? Did you get the license plate? And so that's the reason why, unfortunately, we do actually often learn more from our failures than we do from our successes.
Well, we sure do. And, you know, when things are going fairly well, and they're going fairly well for a lot of businesses right now, and they have been for a while, you know, you get complacent. And complacent doesn't mean you stop working hard. It means you stop working smart. If you look up the word complacent, it doesn't say you're lazy. It says you're calmly content and you're smugly self-satisfied. Well, the fact is you can still work 80 hours a week, and that's not lazy, but be so calmly content with your results that you're not changing. You're not risking, you're not innovating, you're not fine-tuning your processes. You know, it's just like, let's just hold it all together and keep humming along. And if you tell most people, you know, I think you're complacent, they get upset with you, but they don't understand what you're really saying. I'm not saying that you're a sloth. I'm saying you've gotten comfortable. And you've gotten comfortable, and you're like that frog boiling in the pot. You don't even realize that you are in decline. It hasn't shown up yet. It won't show up overnight. Decline's an interesting thing, Jim. You can get off decline, there's a grace period between getting off track and actually having it show up. If you look up the definition of decline, it doesn't say to plunge downward. It says to slope downward. It's very gradual. If it were a plunge, you'd feel it, like the roller coaster,
right?
You're at the top and you're coming down. You'd feel it, but it's gradual.
And
so
one of the creeping things that happens that creeps into your operation in a scenario like you're talking about, Dave, I think one of the first things that happens is training stops and checking expenses, making sure you don't waste money. I think those two things. Because if business is great, you got money, okay, I won't worry about that right now. When things were tighter, you would say, no, I can't. We don't need that. That's one thing. And the other one is the training. I think we lax. If business is easy, we don't seek excellence in the way we execute. What do you think?
I agree 100%. We'll talk more about that this break.
Yeah, will you
nailed it.
Help us with that after we come back, folks. Nobody can do that better than Dave Anderson. He's going to help us make sure that we keep the momentum going, even when things are great. 20 till, right back with Dave Anderson. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.